Governor Gary Herbert is asking Utah's State Lands Agency not to lease about 20,000 acres in the Book Cliffs for oil and gas drilling. Sportsmen and environmental groups have said that area needs to be protected as wildlife habitat. The governor told reporters at the state capitol this afternoon the State Institutional Trust Lands Administration, or CITLA, has done a good job getting money out of Utah's state lands, but in this case it needs to look at a long-term strategy that could bring in even more.
So we need to be careful about what we're doing here, and I think if we will step back and take a look at the long-term aspects of this, we can come up with the proverbial win-win.
Republican State Senator Kevin Van Tassel, who represents the Uinta Basin, says Utah needs to get as much revenue as it can from the limited state land that's available.
I have been saying for 7 years that I've been in the Senate that unless we can get to our school trust lands and start producing, we are going to fail to be able to fund all of these kids that we've got.
More than 60% of Utah's public land belongs to the federal government, while a much smaller portion belongs to the state and to private landowners. CITLA announced its plan to lease the land to Anadarko Petroleum last week. Dan Bomas, KUER News.